This is lesson 16 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nozir, and we are going to learn the fourth perek, sixth and seventh Mishnayos. Both the sixth and seventh Mishnayos discuss a din which has no explicit basis in the Torah, but is a halacha mipi ha-kabbalah, meaning it's a halacha that was given down over the generations. It has the full authority of something which was written in the Torah, but there's no explicit posuk supporting it. In Mishnah 6, we learn the first of these two halachos, and that is ha'ish madir es beno banozeh. A man can make a vow committing his son, his minor son, his son who's a koton, to become a nozir. Simply by saying, hare b'ni nozir, and that's it. However, this privilege, if you want to call it that, only applies to the father, not to the mother. Ve'ein ho'isho maderes es b'no banozir. A woman, a mother, does not have this power. Now, as we will see in a moment, the halacha is that the son can protest and say, no way, I don't want to be a nazir. Similarly, the krovim, the relatives, can protest and say, what are you doing to this poor boy? We protest. And that would void the neder, the commitment to Naziris made by the father. So as the Mishnah continues, Ketzat, Gilach, if the son, after hearing that his father says, you boy are a Nazir, goes and takes a haircut that afternoon, well, that haircut is the best form of protest that there can be. So that's a machor, that's a protest. Oshe gilchuhu kerovov, or if the relatives take him to the barber for a haircut and thereby protest this nazirus that the father has committed the son to, or micha usho michu kerovov, he, the son himself, protested verbally, or the relative protested. So in these cases, the nazirus is now canceled. Now suppose the father, based on the fact that he made this commitment for his son and thought that his son would abide by it, put aside behemos, animals, for the ultimate korbanos at the conclusion of his son's naziros. So he put aside an ola, an eshlomim, and a chatos. So, hoysalo behemo mufreshes, if he had put aside designated animals, hachatos tomus, a korban chatos cannot be brought as a voluntary korban. That's one of the halachos of a chatos. Chatos can only be brought out of an obligation. The obligation in this case was canceled. The animal was designated a chatos. So all that can be done with this poor animal is tomus, it's put into the pen and left to die. Vihola, the animal designated as a korban ola, tikrav ola, bring it as a voluntary ola, olas nedova. It doesn't come as an obligation for the nazirus. The nazirus has been canceled, but the korban remains a korban ola. And similarly, the shlomim remains a korban shlomim. However, hashlomim yikrivu shlomim can be brought as a korban shlomim. However, whereas an ordinary korban shlomim is eaten, can be eaten, yom shnei yomim v'laylo achas, if it's brought on a Wednesday, it can be eaten that Wednesday night and all day Thursday. In this case, this shlomim retains the din of a shalmei nozir, retains the din of a shlomim which would be brought by a nozir, even though in this case it really is not being brought by a nozir, but that much of a halacha of shalmei nozir remains when the echolin liyom echod. It can only be eaten that day, meaning if it was shechted on Wednesday, it could be eaten Wednesday and Wednesday night, but not Thursday. Ve'enon te'unin lechem. On the other hand, whereas the shalmei nozir require two types of breads to accompany them, this korban shlomim does not require those types of bread. Hayulo mo'osisumin, if the father had put aside money to purchase these korbanos, and the money was not designated this $10 bill for the Ola and that for the Shlomim and that for the Chatas, but he put aside $30 in an envelope, Yiplu l'nedova, that money can be given to the Beis HaMikdash, and the out of that money they would purchase korbanos olos nedova. However, Ma'os Miforoshin, suppose he had one envelope designated, this is the money for the Chatos, and one designated, this is the money for the Shlomim, and one, this is the money for the Ola. So Demei Chatos, just like that Chatos animal would be Tomus, so to the money designated for a Chatos, Yel Chuli Yom HaMelech, that has to go down the tubes, throw it into the Dead Sea. Lo Nehenin V'lo Mo'olin. One is L'chatchila, not permitted to get any benefit from that money, but if one does, there is no consequence of me'ila. There is no special korban brought for getting benefit from that money. Demei ola, the money which was designated as a korban ola, yaviyu ola, out of that you could bring an olas nedova, and it has a full halacha of a olas nedova, so that if one does get benefit from that animal, he is obligated in the consequences of me'ila u'mo'alin bohem, he has to bring the korban me'ila. Demei shlomim, the money which was set aside from the shlomim, that can be spent for a korban shlomim, yaviyu shlomim, but that korban shlomim has this strange hybrid halacha that v'ne'acholim liyom echod, it can only be eaten for one day, meaning for the day and the night, but not for the following day, like a shalmei nozir, ve'enon te'unin lechem. But unlike a shalmei nozir, no breads need to accompany this shlomim brought as a nedova. So that's Mishnah 6. Mishnah 7 is a different halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Now, the Gemara explains this Mishnah as if the entire Mishnah was one man's opinion, namely Rabbi Yossi's opinion. We'll follow that approach, and we'll explain the Mishnah that way, and then add the other opinion, which does not appear in our Mishnah, but which does appear in a Tosefta, which is quoted in the Gemara, and that's the opinion not of Rabbi Yossi, but of the Chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Yossi. So first of all, Rabbi Yossi. Ho'ish megaleach al nezirus oviv. A man, literally, can take a haircut for the nezirus of his father, but we know that megaleach means the whole package of tiklachas tahara. Takes the hair, he brings the korbanos, the ola shlomim and chatos, and takes the haircut, etc. So if one's father left behind we'll see the details in a moment, money for his own nezirus, the son, in this case the ish, the son, can use his father's korbanos. However, ve'ein ha'isha megalachas al nezirus aviha. A woman does not have, a daughter does not have that privilege to use the behemos put aside by her father for her own nezirus. This too is a halacha mipi ha'kabbalah. The example is as follows. Ketzad. Misha hoya oviv nozir. If a person's father was a nozir. Vehifrish ma'os sesumin al neziruso. And the father put aside money without designated which $10 bill will be for the chatos and which for the ola and for the shlomim. He just put aside $30. Al neziruso. V'meis, and the father died. After the father has died, the son says, you know what? I'll become a nazir, and I'll use the money that my father put aside and never got a chance to use because he died. V'yomar, so the son says, Hareini nazir al manas she'agalach al ma'os abo. This, Rabbi Yossi will now tell us, is not an example of when a son can use the money that his father put aside. Because in this case, the son didn't commit to be a nazir until after father's death. So Omar Rabbi Yossi, Hare Elu Yiplu L'Nedova. This money can go to the fund of Beis HaMikdash, which, and that fund would purchase korbanos ola for Nedova, but not korbanos for Nezirus. Ein ze megaleach al nazirus aviv. This is not a situation where the son can use that money to purchase the karbonos that he will be obligated when he concludes his nazirus, which he committed himself to after the father died. Ezeu shemegaleach al nazirus aviv. What is an example of when the son can use the father's money? Only if mishaho yahuva aviv nazirim. If he and his father are both Nazirim, in the lifetime of the father, the son committed to be a Nazir. And the father and son are both Nazirim. V'hifrish aviv ma'os esumen l'nazirus, so the father put aside money for his, the father's Nazirus, for his, the father's karbonos, for mace, and now the father died. Zehu shemegaleach al Nazirus aviv. This is the example of when the son can use the money put aside by the father, because the son committed himself to Nazirus before the father died. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Big distinction being between was the son's commitment to Nazirus before the father died, in which case he can use the father's ma'os esumen, or did he commit himself Hareini Nazir only after the father died, in which he cannot use the father's ma'os esumen. The Gemara, however, quotes a Tosefta in which the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yossi, and they believe that whether the son made his commitment to Nazirus after the father's death, on the condition that he can use the money that his father left behind, or whether the father and son in the lifetime of the father were both Nazirim and the father put aside money for his Nazirus. In both cases, the bein can be megaleach al Nazirus aviv. The son can use the father's money. That's a machlokes. So our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi, distinguishes between Hareini Nazir after the Misa of the father or before the Misa of the father. However, the Chachamim do not make that distinction, and the Rambam rules like the Chachamim. And so we have completed lesson number 16.